And not everything I'm going to talk about today is illegal, but everything that I'm going to talk about today is bad for regular Americans.
Now, the Maggie Dawn Show continues.
I'm a geek. I'm a nerd. I'm a data wonk.
From Congress and courts to burgers and baseball.
I talk about food a lot on the show. It's a thing. I am a foodie.
Once again, here's lawyer and economist Maggie Dawn.
Welcome, everyone. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Good afternoon to each and every one of you. We do a free ticket Friday Brewers ticket giveaway. We are giving away tickets to the May 16th game versus Minnesota. You need the app for Civic Media. You're going to text the word I'm about to give you, and that will enter you to win. You will get a confirmatory text message. Yep, we received it. And if you are the winner for this show block, you will be contacted on Monday. The word to win this afternoon, again, you got to do this via the Civic Media app, got to do it via the app, do not text in on the text line, is ball, B-A-L-L, as in baseball. Now, with that bit of work done, we need to return to the breaking news of the afternoon. I want to begin with the arrest of New Jersey Mayor Roz Baraka. He was arrested at a protest outside of an ICE detention facility in Newark. I do not believe he has been released from custody yet. Let's be clear here. He was exercising his First Amendment right to protest Donald Trump's continued unconstitutional deprivation of due process from folks that are here, migrants who are non-citizens. There has been a Supreme Court ruling, a 9-0 Supreme Court ruling, saying you must provide due process to every person in these United States if you wish to detain them or deport them. And in that same ruling, the Supreme Court saying that that redress, that hearing, the manner by which an individual may challenge their detention or deportation is via habeas corpus. I'm going to get to that in just a moment. In other shocking news this afternoon, not one but two federal judges using extraordinary language to rebuke the Trump administration. A judge in Maryland saying and holding that Donald Trump's pardon of a J6 and insurrectionist did not extend to an unrelated conviction for possessing illegal firearms. Referring to the Department of Justice's position in that case, the judge said the Trump administration is acting in bad faith. Quote, the court is unable to conclude that the government is not acting in bad faith. In addition, a federal judge on Friday ordered the immediate release of a Turkish Tufts University PhD student whose arrest and detention by ICE agents, masked, unidentified ICE agents, drew national outrage. Today, U.S. District Judge William Sessions saying there is no evidence here to support her detention absent consideration of the op-ed. Her continued detention cannot stand. The Trump administration's targeting of students could chill the speech, according to Judge Sessions, of millions and millions of people. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth's running of the Department of Defense, so chaotic, so incompetent by any measure that the White House is blocking his selection of a chief of staff. The White House will instead pick the chief of staff. Also reporting that FBI Director Kash Patel now only receiving two intelligence briefings a week because he was late and barely paid attention when he got five a week. Instead, he's been spotted flying around on FBI jets, at UFC fights, hockey games, and basically doing everything but his damn job. There's also this news. The Department of Agriculture, according to National Public Radio, NPR, is now demanding that states hand over the personal identifying information of all SNAP recipients, including social security number, addresses, citizenship status. This affects 40 million people in this in these United States. The emails obtained by NPR also show that this nationwide directive follows a request by federal auditors for other data across other U.S. agencies. One privacy advocate calling these moves absolutely alarming and, quote, reckless. I don't know about you, but I don't think I want the billionaire overlord with all of our personal identifying information. I don't trust it. But perhaps in the most shocking news of the afternoon, White House Deputy Chief of Staff and Domestic Policy Advisor, also candidate apparently under consideration to be the National Security Advisor, potentially Stephen Miller, says this, that the White House is looking into suspending habeas corpus. Habeas corpus is the Latin term of art that allows an individual who is being held by a government to challenge their detention. It is the legal procedural flip side of the coin, twin of due process. Remember again, the Supreme Court 9-0 saying detainees and others must use habeas corpus, but that they also must be given due process. So the Trump administration's response to that has been to ignore the ruling and now to apparently be under considering suspending habeas corpus. This has happened only 5 times in our country's history. During the Civil War, and also at 2 points in time in the Philippines and Hawaii, when neither were states, those uses of that highly, highly debated. It was also used once during Reconstruction in 9 counties in, I believe, South Carolina, because the Ku Klux Klan was so violent back then. Be afraid, be very afraid. This is shocking. Absolutely shocking developments. 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. I want to share some of the texts coming in. Michelle from Stoughton, a new texter. They will suspend habeas corpus with no repercussions unless we get out in the millions in the streets to protest and start occupations of government buildings. Nothing has stopped them so far. If you want to share your thoughts, 855-752-4842, that's 855-75-CIVIC. Another texter saying this, how is WISN and WTMJ spinning this horse sugar? I'm 66, and people around me are way too comfortable to raise the hell that is needed in this moment. I guess that's the strategy, only hurt those with less. After they are gone, then dig in for the next group. I wish Animal Farm was required reading. What is happening now would look familiar. Another texter, Lauren from Eau Claire, saying this. Maggie asked us what we would say about their wish to suspend habeas corpus, and I have zero radio-appropriate responses. I can say it's far past time for every non-millionaire in this country, as well as every millionaire and billionaire, to come together and say no to oligarchy and authoritarianism. Thank you, one and all. If you would like to get your thoughts shared, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. These are shocking, shocking times. Let's go to the phones. We've got Richard from Waukesha. Richard, thank you for your patience. Go ahead, sir.
Well, I ironically, in the last day or two, I saw a story station on history of Mexico and Texas. And it goes through all the years of things. And what I didn't know was that in 1968, Mexico took England and America's oil wells and made them government owned, which made them very mad. And to get it long story short, by the end of the program, they explained with an economist that all through history, and I don't know for a fact about that, but that's what they said, that no nation can exist strictly on oil. You have to have a balanced economy.
Thanks, Richard. We are in a perilous position, whether you're looking at Donald Trump turning his back on our European allies, turning his back on the Western alliance, turning his back on NATO, the strongest military alliance this world has ever seen. The strange twist, the irony of that happening as we observed VE Day, which Donald Trump wants to rename because that's really important. While Donald Trump takes all of the power of Congress and hoards it for himself, and the GOP remains mute and on bended knee as he trashes what was the world's strongest economy, not an economy that worked well for the middle class. Indeed, it worked not well for the middle class. Indeed, it exploited the middle class, but an economy that was growing nonetheless. We don't have that now. And who's going to pay the price for all of this? Of course, the middle class and the working poor in this country. Trey from Sun Prairie saying this, Stephen Miller is a Nazi, clear as day. Trey then quotes Orwell, if you want a vision of the future, imagine a boot stamping on a human face forever. John Murray out of Madison, when does Congress finally snap out of its coma to at least protect themselves and their families? I don't know, John. Perhaps, John says, it's now going to turn some regular folks into protesting vigilantes. We want to save this country. We all need to save this country. Is this our desperation moment? We now have the audio of Stephen Miller saying this. Let's take a listen.
Well, the Constitution is clear, and that, of course, is the supreme law of the land, that the privilege of the writ of habeas corpus can be suspended in a time of invasion. So I would say that's an option we're actively looking at. Look, a lot of it depends on whether the courts do the right thing or not. At the end of the day, Congress passed a body of law known as the Immigration Nationality Act, which stripped Article III courts, that's the judicial branch of jurisdiction over immigration cases. So Congress actually passed, it's called jurisdiction stripping legislation. It passed a number of laws that say that the Article III courts aren't even allowed to be involved in immigration cases. Many of you probably don't know this. I'll give you a good example. Are you familiar with the term temporary protected status, or TPS, right? So by statute, the courts are stripped of jurisdiction from overruling a presidential determination or a secretarial determination on TPS when the Secretary of Homeland Security makes that determination. So when Secretary Noem terminated TPS for the illegals that Biden flew into the country, when courts stepped in, they were violating explicit language that Congress had enacted, saying they have no jurisdiction. So it's not just the courts aren't just at war with the executive branch.
My Lord, I will break down all of the many elements of complete and utter total BS in what Stephen Miller just said when we come back on the other side. It is a dark day. We're discussing potential suspension of habeas corpus. Stephen Miller fully embracing the option. This is what authoritarianism is. This is how authoritarians act. We'll continue with your calls and texts, 855-752-4842, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.